Wisdom, and Wine, a weekly conversation with practitioners, providers, patients, and healers about complex reproductive medicine and women's health challenges, the value of an integrative approach to these challenges, many of the women's health topics you're already thinking about but uncomfortable talking about, and my personal favorite, wine. I'm your host, Dr. Lorena White, an integrative reproductive medicine and women's health provider, licensed acupuncturist, clinical herbalist, and a former labor support doula in the Washington, D.C. metro area. My goal is to bring women's health-specific evidence and expertise to the forefront of daily women's health and wellness news through informative conversations. If you have ideas, questions, and specific topics that you would like us to cover in future podcast episodes, please leave them in the comment section or send us an email at info@lorenawhite.com. To learn more about our team's approach to care, visit our website at www.lorenawhite.com. As you enjoy the podcast, conversations, and wine time, remember to follow the podcast, leave a 5-star rating, and tap on the bell to make sure you never miss an episode. Let us know, what is your favorite topic, who has been your favorite guest, and who would you like to hear from on the next pod? Most importantly, share the podcast and your favorite episode with a friend or colleague. Lastly, remember that this podcast is not designed to be a substitute for a bona fide relationship with a licensed or certified healthcare professional. Spring is a time of harvest, extra energy, rebirth, inspiration, and renewal. And it's no coincidence that it's also the most fertile time of the year. This year's vernal equinox took place yesterday, marking the height of spring, not the first day of spring. This auspicious date signifies the midpoint between the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, and the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. Astrologically, the spring equinox marked the beginning of Aries season, which puts the zodiac element of fire into play. After a long winter of hibernation, the spring equinox gives us all a refresh based on our own zodiacal nature. As the flowers start to bloom, their fragrance fills the air after a long winter. Although the exact moment and day of the equinox is notable, its effects will be felt far beyond that. Certainly, in the days that follow, the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, all of which correspond with the changing of seasons, will feel the feels more intensely. Cardinal signs are associated with key angles in the horoscope template and will be asked to stretch emotionally and grow. Remember, growth is a big theme of spring, so these signs in particular will feel the urge to spring ahead, moving toward a new goal or expressing a new side of themselves. So let's start with Aries. Aries folk are fiery and hate to be told what to do. You're a fire sign after all. It's no wonder your zodiac power color is red hot. Well, this equinox, you have an extra permission to slip to be a little wilder and a little wilier than usual. If you are an Aries or an Aries rising, you may be bursting with creativity during this cycle. Get your ideas down as quickly as possible, and since moving fast is your forte, you shouldn't have a problem. The sector of your chart that rules love affairs is highlighted now, so expect some excitement in your love life too. Spark some creativity by journaling, go on a date, and prioritize playtime with your kids. Great things are happening for you, even if it may not feel like they are happening fast enough. Patience is key this season. Waiting gives you an opportunity to gain a new perspective and broaden your horizons. Taurus. When the spring equinox arrived, the moon will be in your house of home and family, which means you're apt to want to stay in the darkness just a little bit longer. Of course, you're always known for being homey, but this cycle may make you feel even more like a domesticated pet. With lucky Jupiter butting up with unpredictable Uranus, your mind is likely to be full of brilliance, even if your body wants to stay put. If you felt uneasy about silence with family members recently, you can look forward to a time of much-needed reconnection. Just remember, there's an ideal best friend for every zodiac sign, and one or more of your relatives may be thrilled to play that role. Add some color to your home, schedule a family game night, and jot down any creative ideas. You may prefer to stay away from the spotlight, but soon you will want to be a part of the social scene. Use this in-between time to appreciate the blooming flowers, connect with nature, so that you can revel in the abundance of spring. Next up, Gemini. This is a particularly social time for Geminis. Yes, you folks are innately drawn to hanging out and chatting, but now even more so. The moon falls in your chatty house of communication during the spring equinox, and new acquaintances will find themselves in your conversational thrall. And with your gift for wit and wordplay, you are already known as the funniest zodiac sign. During this time, however, your innate smarts will be on display and in high demand. Use your gift for concision and bang out a massive outlining of your next project or plan. Your ideas are golden now. Create a vision board, become a social butterfly, and brainstorm with your buddies. It's time to break out of your old bubble. Make sure to catch up with your friends, make concrete plans that you can look forward to, and make your spring memorable and full of laughter, lots of gossip, and exciting stories to tell. Start planning now. For Cancer, or a Cancer rising, you put relationships ahead of material matters. As March starts to wind down, you're likely to see that relationships and success are not mutually exclusive, and this spring equinox is likely to help you tap into your financial acumen. You could have fun learning about different investment strategies, or just know that you're making room for new wealth by paying off the old. People with strong connections could introduce you to new friends and colleagues who help your career. And through it all, your closest friends and family will serve you well as your personal cheer squad. Listen to financial podcasts, collaborate with business colleagues, and write down and manifest your dreams and goals. You're taking on more and more at work, which can lead to some promising opportunities. However, before you say yes to that new project, ensure you have the necessary assistance and balance to avoid being overwhelmed. Remember, you are only one person, and you can't do it all alone. Leo, with the moon in your fierce, fiery sign during the spring equinox, you are likely to feel extra motivated to succeed. With Uranus's recent move into your opposite sign, Aquarius, you've been a little more behind the scenes than usual. Well, those days are coming to a close, for a while at least. Leo, enjoy the spotlight, and not just for the glamour. You know you are the best person to take charge on the work front, and also to serve as a living example to your loved ones. Be the inspiration you are, and don't hold back. Pursue leadership positions, read personal development books, and rekindle the passion in your relationships. The spring equinox is a great time to take a road trip with your friends, sign up for a class or an interesting topic, or explore a new hobby. Don't limit yourself by staying in one place or sticking to one philosophy. The world is full of possibilities, and it's time to embrace your adventurous spirit. With slow and steady Saturn in opposition to you, Virgo, you don't need to work so hard. Connect with those born under your sister sign who can teach you the lesson you need to learn most, how to relax. The equinox highlights the most receptive and even the psychic sector of your chart. It's a great time to meditate, write down your dreams, set goals, and journal. The universe has your back and may be sending you messages through interesting synchronicities and seeming coincidences. But pay attention. Your relationships are apt to go deeper than usual during this time, as you are more tuned into your own most innermost feelings. Prioritize spirituality and meditation, share dreams with lovers, and create memories with your family. You have the ability to achieve anything you want to and that you set your mind to. Although it's easy to forget your strength at times, remember that your determination can and will move mountains if you focus on your goals in the coming months. You are known as one of the most intelligent zodiac signs, Libra, and you will thrive spending time with your smartest and nerdiest buddies. The spring equinox highlights your friendships, and now is the time to put more energy into them. You will feel so much lighter and more alive when you hang out with your squad. Libras tend to be very focused on romantic relationships, but you are about to learn that the best path is often with your platonic unions. Going out in groups is good for networking and helps your career in unexpected ways too. So plan an outing with friends, make some to-do list, and improve your tech skills. Although you often give your all to others and try to work through any relationship problem, that's not working anymore. You're finally ready to commit to a greater and bigger, better dynamic so you and your significant other can have healthy conversations about what you both want. The spring equinox incites a strong desire to move up the ladder at work or to build your own ladder and work for yourself, Scorpio. You seem to know just what steps to take to advance your career. You have every reason to feel confident and should ride this wave with self-awareness and self-assuredness. People trust you more because you seem like you know what you're doing, and it is not an act. You know how to deliver the goods, but find balance. Read book recommendations and give your brain a rest from too much strategizing. And with Venus, Saturn, and Neptune all in your house of romantic relationships, you may also feel a little more willing to show your soft side during the spring equinox cycle. So follow your career vision, pursue romance with fervor, rest and recharge physically. If you're looking to freshen up your daily routine, consider taking a walk during your lunch break and enjoying the spring breeze outside. Connecting with nature can make you feel more in harmony with the universe and bring you more energy in the day. Sagittarius, you are known as one of the happiest signs of the zodiac, and this is your particularly true right now. The spring equinox is traveling through your house of travel and highlighting your urge to explore unknown lands. But this part of your chart is not just about lying on the beach. Wherever you go, even if it's not that far from home, be sure to learn about the culture, plan to see the sights, and try different foods of all kinds. Saturn transiting your house of family is also making it likely that your relatives are the best people to travel with. Book it while it's there and while there's a fire right underneath you. So take a masterclass, learn about new cultures, and plan a summer vacation. If you have a crush on someone, make a romantic gesture or ask them out on a date. Don't hold back from doing something that could lead to a happy relationship. The possibilities are endless when it comes to matters of the heart. So go on and take the chance. Capricorn, you may have a reputation as a lone wolf, but this is a time for you to focus on collaborating with others, not flying solo. People know that you have smarts and depth, and that makes you someone terrific to work and create with. Just be aware that your intensity, while sometimes a blessing, can also be a curse. You can practice stress relief techniques based on your zodiac sign, and then enter into a new partnership with energy and verve. Capricorn rules the knees and the joints, so take extra care to stretch. Do restorative yoga and enjoy saunas and swims. A refreshed body helps you to think more clearly too. Book a spa day to de-stress, collaborate creatively and professionally, and invest in a new romance. Spring is a time to live your best life. You don't need to worry about what others think or say. Just focus on what makes you happy and enjoy the upcoming months. You work hard and deserve some relaxation time. You were born under the rarest zodiac sign, Aquarius, and you are sometimes hard for your loved ones to understand. Luckily, the spring equinox is highlighting love and relationships, so trust that you will be understood. It's a big year for you in general, with Pluto newly in your sign and traveling through it for the next 2 decades. So instead of just focusing on screens and existential thoughts, let a more tender and cuddly side of you emerge. Your loved ones are chomping at the bit to know what you feel, so throw them a crumb. Open your heart to love, lunch with new pals, and change your fitness routines. It's perfectly fine to feel passionate about the issues that align with your values. As a zodiac's activist, it is important for you to inspire and motivate your community to work together for positive change. Pisces, you are known to be imaginative and empathetic, but staying organized can be challenging. Luckily, the influence of the spring equinox is likely to help you form some new refreshing habits. You can be one of the most polite zodiac signs, and with that asset, you can request that people who are great at planning and organizing teach you some of their tricks. It's not all about work, though. Making space in your schedule will leave you more luxurious time for love and romance. Use your partner or your crush as inspiration to make your environment more alluring. When you are less worried about meeting deadlines and more comfortable in the cleanliness of your organized home, you'll feel sexier and more open to the thrills of being in love. Develop a daily routine, plan a romantic staycation, and declutter your closets. Embrace the opportunity to let your voice be heard. Take advantage of the season to express yourself confidently. You have the power to take charge and tackle any challenge that comes your way. Believe in yourself and use your self-assurance to make sure people hear what you have to say. Now, with that said, keep in mind that the solar eclipse coming up is on April 8th. It's going to be bigger and longer than the one in 2017. So get ready and be prepared. Nourish your flourish. Thanks for joining Women's Health, Wisdom, and Wine. We really hope you enjoyed our conversation today. Think about one gem you can take away from this episode and apply it to your own life. Also, remember to follow us, review us, and give us 5 stars. Till we meet again, remember, nourish your flourish.